So are we good here, or is there something more?
I have something more. May I?
Yeah.
Okay. I work for a weight loss company. I have lost weight and kept it off, and I help other people to do that as well. And I'm feeling like that is maybe not the best place for me at this point in time because my own particular gifts and talents aren't being utilized in the way they had been used previously.
But again, you see, too much trying to make the plan. We know we've been teaching the science of deliberate creation. And we know we've been encouraging you to write a new story and to tell it the way you want it to be. And so many of the things that you're doing are because of wanting to be a deliberate creator. But these days, what we are emphasizing with you specifically is be a deliberate receiver. Because it's the same question again. All that we're talking about is the same question. And that question is, I think I've got stuff in my vortex and I'm trying to get it out. And what we'd rather hear you say is, I know I've got stuff in my vortex, and I'm going to live happily ever after. I know I've got stuff in my vortex, and I'm going to happily let it show itself to me, rather than trying to figure out or orchestrate it. You see, we love you so much. We love you so much, but you are control freaks. And there is so much that you can't control. But what you can control, if you can hear us and believe us and trust when we say, you have put all of your desires into your vortex, and they are well known. They are known by the universe at large. They are known by source within you. They are known. And your work is just to be as happy and as free and as easy and as much wind blowing through your hair as possible, so that as those ideas come, the ideas themselves are manifestations that delight you, not the path to getting to something that you believe will delight you. That's the distinction. Each idea as it comes is the nugget that you're looking for. It's the new breath of life that you're looking for. That's why we say every day is a new phase of life. New thoughts that are coming. So don't try to think your way into your successful, ongoing future experience. Just feel your way by acknowledging your happiness and your clarity. And let yourself be the receiver of it, not the dictator of it or the orchestrator of it. And we know these words sound like they are flying in the face of you are the deliberate creator of your experience. And we mean for it to be that way. Because while you are the creator of your own experience, the way if we were standing in your physical shoes that we would deliberately create is we would understand law of attraction and you do. And we would understand the vortex and you do. And we would understand what happy means and you do. And we'd get happy and then we'd watch what comes next. Because the questions, you've already asked them. You've already done the asking. You've done enough asking to keep yourself busy for 20 or 30 lifetimes. You've done the asking. Now it's time to cash in your chips. And you do that by getting happy, not by scrutinizing. Feel the difference between an idea exploding in your mind and feeling like you're looking for an idea. Looking for an idea is not being in the receiving mode. An idea exploding in your mind is evidence of being in the receiving mode. Here it is. Looking for the idea is the same thing as looking for the manifestation before you feel good. Because the idea that explodes is a manifestation too. This is really strong, important clarification. So when people say, what are you doing? What are you thinking about? Being happy. Or when an idea explodes and you happily explain, ooh, I now know what I want to do. That's a whole different thing. But looking for the idea so that you can feel that way, that's not being there. Clear enough?
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm looking for any ideas, generally. I mean, generally, I feel like I'm just flowing with it and loving it and enjoying it.
So you're just utilizing this in a different way? You're talking to us in different terms because you're wanting some specific answers from us?
Oh, it's such a good question. Of course. I mean, doesn't everybody want specific answers from you?
Yeah, but we want you to let the specifics show themselves to you. We want you to be the realizer of them. Which almost says, don't ask us any questions because we're going to give you really vague answers about how to get in the receiving mode so that you can receive, because words don't teach anyway. Surprising, isn't it? We blab a lot. under those conditions. So now, here you are, you're talking with infinite intelligence about anything in the world that you want. You're standing in a place in relationship to what's in your vortex. So of all the things that you would like to talk about, is there something that comes to mind, or are you good in the knowing that it's just going to unfold naturally for you?
I'm good in the knowing, and I'm thinking, gosh, I wish I were just sitting in the convertible with the big wind blowing through my hair at the moment, because that is such a joyful, exciting feeling.
Yeah, and this is trying too hard.
Yeah, and it feels that way.
And trying too hard is never the receiving mode. And that's the point. Really good.
Really good.
Really good. Really good. Recently on the longer seminar on the cruise ship, someone asked for some nuggets. And so we began pointing out nuggets as they happened. That was a nugget. That's something important. It all is, but especially that.